Live from the Signal Media Studios, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill. This broadcast is being presented by West Rock Coffee and brought to you in part by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas's best insurance, Chicken King, Ortho Rehab, and Bill Dillard III. Now, it's a close encounter with the Doctor of Football, Fitz Hill.
Hey, thanks for staying over. It's right just at time, prime time, the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report, presented by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas Best Insurance, and Ortho Rehab, and Chicken King. If you hadn't had that pork chop, you better check it out. Hey, we've got my man Drew, my wingman here, my guy Drew Baker, Drew Square, double Drew. We'll be joining us just right here in a second, Expressway Airport Parking, as we get into tonight, the action. We're so glad you decided to take a close encounter with me tonight. This show is with no calls, but we still ball. Get your favorite beverage. I hope that's West Rock Coffee. Take a chill pill and cool out with us for the next 60 minutes. Our title sponsor, West Rock Coffee Recruiting. Our title sponsor, West Rock Coffee, who sponsors the West Recruiting Intelligence Report, is making plays around the globe and supplying America's coffee and tea needs all over Central Arkansas. You call, West Rock will ball. So please put West Rock in the game and let them perk it up for you. Hey, I want to go right now to my guy, Drew Baker, the parking dream maker, after I say this word of prayer. God, thank you for being here tonight. We know that this weather has created some challenges for many that's out with no homes. We just pray for tonight, God, to protect them, keep them warm, safe in some kind of way that we know that you're able to do. Be with us, lead us, and God bless our country. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. My man, Drew, you here? Hey, Drew, you here?
Here we go.
Hey, man, how you doing, bro? Weather, hey, I know the truck's still rolling, though, at Expressway Airport, because when the planes
nothing
roll out, the trucks roll
nothing
in. How's
stopped
it going?
We're good. There's been a few folks, got derailed on their travel plans, but we are there. We have been there. We will be there. Nobody has to worry about whether we're running our buses. They are on the roll.
Still same. Hey, the same game plan. You pull up. And you they get in the game with you, right?
That's it. Yeah, I mean, you just choose your parking spot. We're there. We pick you up. We take you to the front door. No walking in this cold weather. And and we had a lady just yesterday. She got back, been on a long trip. Her battery was deader than a doornail. We had to set and rev the engine for a little while, but we got her car started and she was happy on her way home. Probably couldn't have got that up at the airport.
No. That's just 2-star up there. You know, they not balling, because they didn't have everybody. They just 2-star average recruit. They don't do it like you do it. But one thing you. Let just people know you got. We don't talk about this enough, but you got the covered parking as well.
Choose either one.
That's
and it was really nice to not come back and have a an inch of sleet all over your car.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're concerned about it, then just pull up in there. But hey, before you go, tell them how to go about doing it, because so many people learn about it. I get people say, "Man, I didn't know about it. We're gonna try it." Give them the game plan.
The most common question people, or the most common concern people have, is, "I don't know. I'm in a hurry. I don't know if I got time to do that." Let me just promise you, you've got time. The hardest decision you got to make is whether you're gonna choose uncovered or covered, and then you push a ticket. Push the button for a ticket, go park in a spot, and the bus is going to be there within 3 minutes max. I mean, usually they're following you to your parking spot.
Amen.
They pick you up, take you straight to the airport. You can't park and be at the front door that fast by parking in that big old main lot out there and then walking all the way to the airport. You just can't do it as fast.
Right.
I mean, we are fast. We make it simple. And streamline, that's the only way we can be in business. That's the only way we can offer an alternative to what they've got up there, because we're concentrating on convenience.
Right.
Ease and convenience.
Hey, we're going to talk about the blue bloods of college football, and I just want to let you know, you're the blue blood of parking. And nobody can do it like you. That's why I call you Drew Baker, the parking dream maker. You kill all the parking nightmares. You put them to sleep. When Stephen Curry say when he hit that long three and everybody go to sleep, when they come park your car, you put all other parking places, you put them all to bed. So hey, just all you got to do is try it, and then let us know. Hey, if something goes wrong, we'll fix it. Ain't that right?
That's exactly right. Give it a try. I challenge everybody. Give it a try one time, and I promise you, you're gonna find it hard to say, yeah, I think I'd rather walk.
Right. I got you. Well, hey, Drew Baker, the parking dream maker, making all the parking dreams come true. Until next time, my brother, God bless you. Hey, stay warm. Be safe, okay?
Yes, man. Y'all take care.
All right. That's Drew Baker, the parking dream maker, Expressway Airport Parking, your one-stop shop for parking. It doesn't get any better. You know my wingman I got over here, my first quarter teammate, Pastor Drew. We always discuss social issues having detrimental impact on our communities. Tonight, we're talking about the disproportionate high incarceration rates in Arkansas. I don't think people really understand that, Drew, how we are leading in that category throughout the United States of America. And remember, feelings are not facts. Facts are facts. Numbers don't lie, and they're telling the story. That's what you get from the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report. Facts, hard intel. Drew, before you go into it, I mentioned we are our state. And for a reason, I want people to know when I do not want dangerous people on the streets.
Absolutely.
So, you know, but what we have been able to see in the United States of America, that building prisons has been an activity that has not been productive in providing a solution to keep people from committing offenses.
Correct.
So with that said, if we don't get to the root causes of these issues, then the next 20 years we'll continue to build prisons, and why we in the United States of America, we're 5% of the world's population, we're over 25% of the prison population, because we're not looking at the social determinants responsible for these high incarceration rates. For example, according to the prisonpolicy.org, Arkansas's incarcerated inmates at a rate of 912 per 100,000 compared to the national average of 614 per 100,000. Now, that's Arkansas.
Just Arkansas.
You would never think. Why do you think we're so disproportionately higher per capita than other states?
Well, I mean, I think, number one, let's look at just our region. Over the last two decades, all of our neighboring states have seen violent crimes decrease, but violent crimes here in Arkansas up 52%. So this is unique to Arkansas. This is not a national epidemic. 63% of violent crimes are never solved, and right now they're saying over 50% of violent crimes aren't even being reported. And the number one deterrent for people committing crime is all about getting caught. If they don't think they'll get caught, they're more likely to commit crimes. It doesn't matter if the sentence is 5 years or 20 years. It's about the deterrence here when we look at that. But the best return on investment isn't the deterrent. It's actually the prevention.
Mm-hmm. And say that one more time so they can hear it. Because the prisons, that is a deterrent.
Prison is a deterrent. That 940, that's a deterrent. Getting caught's the deterrent. But the truth is, the best return on investment, and this is not just us making up numbers. I mean, these are stats that are out there. You can pull them up. We've got all the research. The best thing is prevention, keeping a kid out of that path. And according to the research, the number one option, they call it functional family therapy post-release. And this is a structured family-based intervention that uses a multi-step approach to enhance protective factors and reduce the risk factors in the family. So, Coach, I think what's really important here is we talk about the criminal, but it's going to take a village. Mm-hmm. We hear that all the time. It's going to take getting mama involved. It's going to take getting daddy involved. It's going to take the friends. It's going to take the teachers. It's going to take everyone.
One thing that we can't do is enfranchise or disenchant the kid, suspend the kid, put the kid out, and then expect the kid to get better, to be rehabilitated.
If it takes a village, you can't cut off an arm and think you're fully functional.
Right.
You can't cut out the teacher and be fully functional. You can't cut out education and be fully functional. And when they kind of self-remove themselves from the situation, we've left a kid crippled. When we look at this, for every dollar invested in this, it's a $16 benefit to the community. We've all heard it takes that village, but it's like it takes that teacher. It takes that principal. It takes that coach. It takes all these relationships, because as I always say, whoever spends the most time with a person will win the battle of influence. We've got to surround these kids with the therapies, because they've gone through trauma. Mm-hmm. It's already there. We've got to give them the therapies they need. We got to give them the love they need. We got to give them the wins in education they need, the wins on the field they need. It's going to take this whole purpose. When we look at athletes, an athlete can be natural. There's a lot of great talents that are just natural stars. But you've got to add in the training. You've right. got to add in the nutrition. It takes the full package to get someone there. And when we look at this, this is what you and I have been talking about for a while, and we've been looking at Meta. How in the world can we take these young people, how in the world can we look at them and say, okay, this is the path they're bound for. They're going down this path of destruction. They're going to be this next incarcerated youth. How in the world do we come in between? We've got to change the model of education. That means we've got to look at the school system, and we've got to say that it's got to change. We've got to look at the family situation, and it's got to change. But what we're talking about with Meta is really a Christian-based therapeutic school that involves the entire family, the teachers, the faculty. And in our case, it involves the prosecutors. It involves the jailers. It involves DHS. It involves all of these organizations coming around a kid and surrounding them, just like what we talk about. When you get a cut or an injury, the red blood cells just swarm in and encapsulate that injury,
that's right.
bringing oxygen, bringing nutrients, bringing the healing properties. We have got to swarm these kids with all the resources they need to overcome this and to become fully functional members of society.
Correct. And one other thing, trying to look specifically, look at this data. We're talking about the social determinants. And I'm often talking about this homicide epidemic that's really impacting the black community unlike ever before. This didn't start till 1970. But look at this about the school that we can say that's a predictor. So when I'm talking about the social determinants, birthing high school dropout rates, I look at that because I'm looking at the young men who are not ever playing football.
Right,
you see what I'm saying? I'm looking at how they left out. I'm looking at when I see young men not engaged in elementary school, not playing a sport, don't have that extra thing. You know, you and I, former athletes, we possibly, you know, I didn't love school, but I went to school because I wanted to play mm-hmm. ball. You yep. know what I'm saying? But now I got
to play sports. My mama said I'm going to be. Right. I mean, it was a group effort.
what you said, teacher. My mm-hmm. my Sunday school teacher was my fourth grade teacher. You know, all those things that you know that come into play. But when I sit here and I look at this, what this one study was talking about, that we know that if a black male does not complete high school, there is a 70% chance that he will be incarcerated. Mm-hmm. Now, I just want you to think about that. 70%. All right? So, I'm a coach. That's fumbling.
Fumbling big time.
All right? So, you can't win and lose. Okay?
No.
And so, if they do not finish school, we're showing where we're going to have to pay that investment.
Yes.
All right. And now those kids, if you're not in school, you can't play ball.
You can't play ball. You're not going to support a family.
No, that's it.
You're going to be a burden on society versus a blessing to society.
And that's what we're trying to change, man. I tell you, hey, it's right now. It's getting ready to go into the second quarter. My man, Coach Richard Wilson, head football coach of Arkansas Baptist College Buffaloes. Now, we're getting ready to talk some SEC football. And you don't want to miss it. So happy to have him in the studio with us. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, is life sometimes confusing? You ever find yourself just needing directions? As men, we really need other men to help us figure it out. More than that, we need a model for manhood, who we can look to help. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Real men aren't afraid to ask for directions.
Arkansas Best Insurance, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. We do our best to put your insurance concerns to rest. We basically bury your concerns. Ain't that right, the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion of Arkansas Best?
Game on, Doc. Put us in the game.
You do it all. You're called Arkansas Best for a reason.
Call the play. Watch us score for you.
Automobiles?
We're rolling with you.
Home insurance?
Your home is safe with auto owners and Arkansas Best Insurance.
Nonprofits and board insurances?
We got you, Doc.
Surety bonds?
And Arkansas Best you can trust.
Business insurance?
No fumbles.
General liabilities?
We got your assets covered.
That's why I joined the team at Arkansas Best Insurance with the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. Let him make insurance plays for you. If you call, I promise you, he will ball. That's the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion at Arkansas Best Insurance at 501-278-0105. 501-278-0105.
The Doctor of Football is putting Blue Train custom apparel and signage into my starting lineup for 2022. Last August, I was running out of time when I needed t-shirts for the 16 Goal Youth Football Program. I went deep with the Hail Mary, and Blue Train made a play. Then I found out they could play more than one position. Our church needed our Two Fish and Five Loaves outreach van wrap. Blue Train signage, transform our bus, we are rolling. Need t-shirts, hats, or a vehicle wrap? Call Blue Train at 501-353-0556 or check out my teammate at BlueTrainApparel.com. Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you are in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
Hi, the Doctor of Football recently completed an evaluation of rehabilitation therapy and services, and to no surprise, it was revealed that Dr. Rob of Ortho Rehab and Specialty Centers received a 5-star rating, meaning Dr. Rob is the big baller in the rehab business. You got back pain, hamstrings problems? I'm prescribing two words for you, Dr. Rob. Call him at 501-975-4040 and tell him the Doctor of Football sent you for his 5-star treatment. This is Coach Fitzhill, also known as the Doctor Football, and I approve this message.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
It's the WestRock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Hey, thank you for being in the second quarter for my special guest and friend and brother in Christ, Coach Richard Wilson. Richard, we were just talking about what you are doing at Arkansas Baptist, and you know, you've been there, and God sent you there with me back in the day. And man, what I say, you're winning because you're saving lives. And I'll never forget Coach Rip on his deathbed, and he was talking about how many young men we impacted their lives. Arkansas Baptist College. He said, please don't quit doing what you're doing. And you know, that really inspired me because he gave his life, in doing that every day. I'll never forget the time that Coach Rip went to Memphis to pick up a kid. You remember that?
Right.
And they tried to rob him.
Yes.
And had a gun.
Yes.
And he drove off. I mean, it shook him because, you know, he could drive around everywhere
in Little Rock,
yeah. In Arkansas, and not get held up.
Right.
But he went to go pick up a kid
in Memphis. And I think he said he went, and when I saw him, his eyes were shook. You know what I'm saying? Because he saw his life flash, because when they tried, they were going to take his car and they were going to rob him. And so, but he didn't. And so he pushed the guy gun off. He said his hand and just took off, you know, down the street. And, you know, and but he was proud that he went and found, got the key.
Right, right.
You know, most of us just would have left and tried to come on back home. But Rip, Coach Rip went over there on a mission to bring that kid back to Arkansas.
You know, and Rip's one of them guys, he wouldn't probably get as spiritual as I am right now, but Rip had some people, angel looking out for
him. No question.
No question about it. But now in his mind, well, it was just fate because, you know, that's just what he did.
Yeah, right, right.
But
right.
When somebody does the right thing and has the right heart,
oh yeah, God,
he gonna protect him.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all else will be added. And like you said, maybe he didn't know, but he was doing that. He was doing God's work.
Exactly.
I mean, because you know this kid didn't have a ride to Little Rock. Okay, called Coach Rip. Coach Rip was recruiting him, and drove over there to get him, to bring him back. And then, you know, if the kids didn't have a place to say, well, I can't stay in the dorm. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
He found him a place to stay till they got their paperwork done. he had borrowed so many meals around here, feed.
Right,
he
said, right.
Hey, you feed them on Monday. You got Tuesday. You got, but man, you know, but that was our guy. And that's what, you know, that's what we keep talking about, you know, what you've been doing there for the years and years with the opportunities that you've given kids. Has just been monumental, and we must keep doing what we're doing. But hey, let's talk a little ball. I was your graduate assistant in 1989 at the University of Arkansas, the last year that an outright championship was won. And you know, and I don't know if people realize how good we were, because we're pretty good. Because you just think about how many NFL players on that team.
Fitz were real good.
Yeah, I mean, Barry Foster.
Yes.
Big man go play. And then James Rouse.
Derrick Russell.
That's Derrick Russell. I mean, you know, that's like having the big three in basketball.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And then not counting, I think where we were really good is probably underrated. We had trench people.
Oh, no question.
I mean, our offensive line was really good.
Jim Mabry.
Yes.
Our center.
Elmer Crawford.
Our tight end. I mean, we were good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's why we almost beat Tennessee in the Cotton Bowl.
Exactly.
We were really, really good. Probably our offense was great, but you know, when we played and Quinn, you couldn't tackle him in the telephone.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. You know, you just think about it, and you start talking about guys who can beat people one on one.
Yeah.
We had one on one matchups. They gave people a lot of problems.
And that's when Coach Crow came in and took the option out of the eye.
Yes.
And so then it spread, let us spread out a little bit rather than the wishbone. Everybody
yes.
in there tight. So then now we spreading it out. Then the 12 personnel, you know, that
yes.
we had. So, you know, I put Quinn in a great space that you know, hey, he going to pitch it. Barry Foster to give it, because big Barry could hit that thing.
He could hit it. And Fitz, where people, the side of the game that people don't talk about, my time at Arkansas, which was very short there, but our special teams were not average. They were A+.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great punter who could change field position anytime.
Hey, you right about
and
that.
Then we had a field goal kicker that was dependable.
That's exactly right.
And so with us, it was like, are you going to score 7 or are you going to score 3?
Yeah.
But you're going to score.
And we've taken care of the ball.
Yes.
You know, and if you just really think about that team, and you know, in 1998 when we lost to Tennessee, you know, and then in 1989 when we lost to Texas – you got two teams right there. That's why winning is so hard, because, mm-hmm. you know, those two teams could easily been 11-0.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And at that point, playing for a national championship.
Exactly.
Because they were just selected by the best team. Had we not lost to Texas and we go on the road and beat A&M and win, we're probably in the championship.
We're in the championship.
Yeah, just that's what people don't. Winning is so difficult, and then. If we, you know, unfortunate incident happened, you know, at Tennessee, we probably got a chance to play for a national championship.
Exactly.
And then
And I bring that up, and we'll talk about this in the third quarter. I bring that up because now it's really having an opportunity, you know, the 12 teams that you want to be in that number. Now, used to it was four, then it was this bowl selection.
Right.
So you wanted to play, but now getting in that 12 is critically important. And you just take, when I see SMU getting in there, hey, Rat, we know him, great guy.
Yeah.
Happy for him.
Happy for
him. You know what I'm saying? Glad to see him doing Arkansas boy doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
But just imagine Arkansas being in that same situation. They're probably in that deal.
Yes.
You know, and that's what people are. Now, the money is good.
Yeah.
But the winning ain't. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to talk about in the third.
Yeah.
You know, where listen, when we jumped into the SEC, you know, we went there to compete. Remember, Jack Crow sitting in there saying, this is what it's going to be. Jack, you know, the scientific Jack.
Yes.
He had it all out, speculated on how we were going to be competitive, right?
Right.
You know, then you went to Clemson and you saw some
I'm going to be honest with you. Clemson, I had a inkling of what Clemson was because I'd been at the Citadel.
Right.
But that was just listening to people talk at coffee tables. But when I had a chance to sit there every day
and see
and watch it, I was like, boy, I've been living a lie.
You said y'all had about almost everybody on that was – you said that team.
Fitz, it's the first team I've played for where the defensive line substituted themselves. But when it got to the third quarter, it was understood. First team was played. And, I mean, we were just that good.
Right.
Well, we didn't miss much because those kids practiced so hard, Fitz, because they knew that they were going to get a chance to play.
Right, right. We got some. I don't know what's going on there. Somebody's phone rang. So we had technical difficulty. All right. No, but the I remember you telling me, and they had so many kids, people drafted. But you know, when we talk about this in the second half, Clemson has the second most wins of any program other than Alabama in the last 10 years. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. But again, I don't talk about it much, but I knew because it all goes back to culture. And Fitz, they got a different culture over there. I mean, it's different. And I didn't realize until I got there, I didn't realize how great of a hidden secret South Georgia was.
Right, right.
I'd been a kid that grew up saying Louisiana and Texas got the best football. But when I walked into those little A schools and double A schools in South Georgia, I used to wonder, how did Clemson get this guy from Georgia? But then I realized Georgia couldn't sign them all.
That's right. And now to your point, Georgia and Ohio State they're tied for third most winning program. And so, and you're looking at that recruiting. And if you look up here, and I think it's so interesting, you know, the recruiting intelligence report that you say that. When you look at the blue bloods in you know, and the wins over the last decade, and then, when you start saying, okay, in recruiting, and when people, what's a blue blood? Well, a blue blood is a program that such a strong brand, but normally – you have won a national championship in order to get that designation.
Yes.
You know, and that's why you think about more Arkansas in basketball than you do football, because they have won a national championship, you know, since the 90s.
Yes.
And championships are hard to, you know.
They're hard to come by.
That's why Nick Saban, you have to give him his flowers.
Yes.
You know, to be able to, six or seven, win at LSU, to go to Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Nick's the real deal. But we're going to talk when we come back about Oklahoma, which right now in the SEC, they have the third most wins. But I can tell you, I really believe very strongly, if Arkansas had still been in the Big 12, that's where they would be, right?
I'm going to tell you, it goes back to culture.
Yeah.
When you win, you know how to win.
That's right.
And it was just some people at that time. Arkansas had the drip.
Oh, no question. I mean, you know, but hey, that's the way it was. Two back-to-back championships,
yes.
88 and 89. You know, that just doesn't happen. That's a culture to your support.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Airport Parking and Arkansas Best Insurance. We're going to hear from the doctor of insurance,
Trace Gallagher. I'm so happy to be able to fly out of Little Rock again on a regular basis. Didn't realize how special I felt until I pulled back into Expressway Airport Parking. I miss my teammates led by my head coach, Drew Baker. Not only is Expressway Airport Parking quick, efficient, and saves me money, it also makes me feel good about me, and I know it'll make you feel good about you. If you want slower service, less efficiency, and to spend more money parking, I guess that would be the only reason you wouldn't join our team and park with us. Remember, teamwork makes Expressway Airport Parking dream work. It's easy. You call, we haul.
A football coach told me, the doctor of football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Bos's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Bos drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Bos's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Bos drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the five-star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee. On average, 30 black males are murdered each day in the United States. That's about 10,000 annually. Think about this. 30 families are contacted daily that a loved one has been murdered in the streets of America, not a foreign combat zone or a third world country. This hit home with me while serving as president of Arkansas Baptist College when my student, Derek Olivier, was gunned down across the street from campus. I made one of those 30 calls that day. It was and remains the hardest phone call of my life. Right now, I can still hear the screams from Derek's mother. It changed my life as well as changed their family life forever. This is why I launched firstin45.com to bring awareness to this epidemic and to create a game plan to save our sons now. We'd love for you to join our First in 45 team. You call, we ball, and together we save lives.
Yeah, Chicken King is on and popping. Chicken King is truly the king of fried food. Have you ever had a Chicken King pork chop? It's fire. The catfish is crunchy and tasty. Add hot and the tartar sauces? Well, that will put it in the five-star lineup. The chicken wings, well, that's really why they call it Chicken King. But all the chicken offerings qualify for the Dr. Football starting lineup, and that's why I'm prescribing Chicken Kings for your stomach's desires. Chicken Kings are located in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Bryant, and my hometown of Arkadelphia. Put Chicken King in the game, and if you call, they will ball in serving your order. Questions? Call 501-562-5573 and let them handle your fried food orders.
As I look back over my life, I realize I have fumbled in many areas. Thank God that he did not put me out of the game. My high school and college teammate, Steve Snyder, together we battled opponents on the fields and courts of competition in search of winning outcomes on the scoreboard. But today, Brother Steve is trying to score for our Heavenly Father by spreading the gospel through 33 The Series, a multi-volume video series that gives men a vision for manhood modeled by Jesus Christ himself. For detailed information on how you can get in the game with Authentic Manhood, go to AuthenticManhood.com. It's time to get in the game with Jesus.
Hey folks, Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Thank you for making us the number one North Star truck bed dealer in the world. We have the newly redesigned North Star beds in stock, but don't forget our trailers. Hillsboro, Hart, Good Guys, Iron Bull, Delta, and Airtow. If you make a living with a trailer or use a trailer in any way, look up your hometown trailer store on Facebook. Get big store amenities with hometown service. Stop by HJ Trailer Sales in Hot Springs or Paragould, or online at hjtrailersales.com.
The Crane Automotive team presents the Drive Time Sports Triple Double. Randy is taking the show on the road, showcasing a different high school basketball game each week. The Crane Automotive team supports communities and high school athletics throughout Arkansas.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Give me a ho if you got your funky bus fare.
Hey, Richard, you remember that Double Dutch Buster? Hey, I know he Omega too, but you was out there doing it when you.
Hey, man, you know, that's when I was a Q dog. Well, you know, right now I'm an Omega man.
You were Double Dutching there, man. That was, I'm thinking, that was about 1980. 80, 81. So you were doing it up on the hill back that time.
Yeah, I had a little reputation.
Yeah. You, Lonnie, we all y'all. all the boys. Hey, right now it's time to get us a prescription. Hey, I done pulled my man in, my man, Dr. Insurance, Trey, the man, the real deal, Scallion, who's writing the insurance, who takes care of me. He's kind of like my air patrol, making sure that I don't step out there and blow something off, and then I'm liable for something. Hey, what's going on, my brother? How you doing, Trey?
Hey, what's happening, guys? You got the doctor of insurance here. What's happening, Doc?
Oh, man, we're trying to get a prescription. We're trying, you know, the doctor of audiology wants to know. Well, Damien wants to know what's the prescription for tonight for the insurance for the
hey,
next.
Hey, I told him, hey, he calls, I ball. You know what I'm saying?
I
just want to let you know, Doc, I got my little resident doctor here with me tonight, my little 8-year-old. I think you gave her a T-shirt back a long time ago. She's still wearing it, though. Samantha's here with us. She's my resident doctor.
Okay, all right, you got it. Well, hey, listen, I know she done. Next time you see me, I'm going to have to give her a larger shirt. She let her grow. She's probably not grown that one, huh?
Grown that one, Samantha?
Yeah.
I got another one for you. I'm gonna take care of you, Samantha. I'm gonna take care of you, baby. Good to hear your voice tonight. What you got, Perkin?
Doc, man, we've got a lot going on. I just wanted to take just a second to say I saw your spot on Channel 7 this morning. That was really good because, you know, I was serving you back when Derek Olivier was killed on campus, and I remember that. So to see how that changed your life and how you responded to that was cool to see.
Well, I appreciate that. We was talking to Drew. We were just mentioning talking about the statistics, and Coach Wilson here, who coached Derek, and, you know, it was one of the darkest days of our lives. And, you know, God has different things that can be a catalyst to change your life. And understanding, as I mentioned, that each day, on average, 30 black males are murdered in the United States of America, and very little attention is given to it unless, number one, is killed by the police. Someone from outside the race kills them. As an athlete or a prominent rapper, and so that hadn't happened today, and that's why you hadn't heard it. And so we want to bring awareness to this and address the problem, address the issues birthing this crisis. And that was Derek's situation, the young man that walked into the community you know, he didn't know Derek, you know, but he was a hopeless man, you know, and a hopeless man is a dangerous man. But, you know, his life, and that's the reason we're always talking about, you know, the village. And we find out he was, wasn't in school, dropout, not working, unemployed, fatherless, all of those things that led to that decision. And those are the things that I know what Coach Wilson addresses with his young men. Because if you don't have that, how can, you know, a kid born into this situation, born into poverty, born without a father, born without support system, born without these things, you know, we have to step in and not say what's wrong with the young man. We need to look at it and say what happened to the young man. Because one of my favorite movies is Trading Places. Y'all remember Trading Places with Eddie Murphy? You remember that movie, Trey?
Yeah, I do. Right. I absolutely do. I love Eddie Murphy.
Man. Yeah. Well, the movie talks about Trading Places and what happens when Eddie came off the street. And I know it's a movie, but there's a lot of truth to that. But this guy took him in and taught him how to do stocks. He had a mentor that taught him how to, you know, matriculate. He'd never had that. But Eddie was a survivor, so you took that energy and you put it in that, and he became successful is what he's doing. Now, if he don't have that person, he's still out there on the street. And that's what we're saying. You know, we can't suspend kids because they can't, you know, sit down in a room, keep their mouth shut, because we don't know where we're suspending them back to. So all those things that are critically important that we discuss – bring to awareness, and it's not comfortable, but the truth is the truth, and you can't get to to solutions without addressing the problems and understanding where they come from. But thank you for bringing that attention up. But hey, I need to hear what we're doing at the best insurance company in the United States of America. 5-star, Blue Blood, the Blue Blood Insurance Company.
Hey, Blue Blood, baby. That's right. Hey, to be the best, you got to beat the best.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
And that's why I liked in the last segment you hearing about, or you talking about when Arkansas joined the SEC, well, what can we do in these other conferences? Well, as a diehard Hog fan, I want to be in the SEC. We just got to figure out how to beat the best.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, if you don't, then you know, that's a problem. I'm just saying, but you know, when you making a transition over into it, there's a lot of variables. There are a lot of factors that Coach Wilson and I are discussing from a recruiting population standpoint. You know, I remember a guy once told me, to be better, you must be different. You know, you can't do the same thing that everybody else doing if you want, you know, to be an outlier. And when you look at the programs that we're going to be talking about, you know, you have to function. And we just talk Oregon, take Oregon. I mean, you know, they have a small state, but they're an outlier. They're Big Ten champions, right? So, I mean, can you imagine they're Big Ten champions over Ohio State, you know, over Penn State.
Michigan.
All the people who have this 4 or 5 hour radius of great athletes, Ohio State is just sitting in a perfect place, like Clemson almost.
Exactly.
All right? Mm-hmm. But Oregon is not in that situation. But, boy, when I was in California, they live, I mean, billboards. I mean, you know, they live there, Phil Knight, you know, all those type of things. And so, you know, it's just like you, Trey, you branding Arkansas best. So you're not trying to be normal. You're outlier. So that's what you want to be. That's, you know, you got to get in the game and function that way.
Well, like you mentioned on the violence epidemic in the state, you know, you got to get to the root cause of the problem. So, you know, we're writing prescriptions on insurance because we figured out a way to get to the root of the problem. You know, a lot of people sick out there with the insurance program. Everybody's rates going up. So we had to get to the root of the problem, figure out how to navigate the marketplace, get people the best deal they can get year after year. And that's a prescription we're writing. So you're absolutely spot on that, man.
You call that strategic planning, right?
That's right. Hey, we got a playbook.
Well, all
and
right.
Sometimes you gotta go call a hot route.
Listen to that, Coach Wilson.
Hey, you got a sight adjust.
Yeah, sight adjust. That's right. Hey, and really, you're exactly right. You have a plan, but then you have to audible. You got to change it up, and you got to make sure you take care. You're gonna take care of the customer. That's what you're saying.
You can have the pain of discipline, or you can have the pain of regret.
That's exactly. You know, you gonna take care of the customer. And look, you might give them a little NIL money because you know, you know whatever it takes. I know how my man Trey works.
Hey, we work it out, whatever it takes. Whatever. I'm glad to be on here. Glad to be a part of what you're doing, Doc. Keep up the good work.
All right, man. Give my baby girl Samantha a hug and tell her Coach Fitz got something for her, okay?
Say bye, Doc.
Bye-bye.
All right, baby girl. All right, baby girl.
See you guys. Have a good night.
All right, that's Arkansas Best Insurance. My man, full of it, Trey Scallion, the doctor of insurance. Richard, what were you saying, though, one thing that stood out to you on this list? When we look at the most wins in the last decade among SEC teams, are you surprised that Arkansas is only ahead of Vanderbilt? So let me read this as we go into this. Mm-hmm. You got Vanderbilt 51, Arkansas 53, South Carolina 60, Mississippi State 65, Missouri 68, Kentucky 70, Auburn 70, Ole Miss 74, Tennessee 75, A&M 77, Florida 77, Texas 80, LSU 91, OU 100, Georgia 115, and Alabama 124. What surprised you about that list? Real quick, before we go, we've got 30 seconds.
It hurts because I'm an Arkansas guy, and I know how we feel about our Hogs here. But the other thing is just getting to the root of it, how the dynamics change.
Right.
Because, you know, we know Little Rock used to be.
Hold that thought right there. We're going to go into the fourth. Uncle B going to be joining us in the fourth quarter, and we're going to still talk about this and how the transfer portal has changed this. Hey, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report, presented by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas Best Insurance, Chicken King. That pork chop is on fire. We'll be right back.
A football coach told me, the doctor of football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Bos's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Bos drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Bos's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Bos drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the five-star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee.
Hey guys, for those of us who love sports, we know the value of team. In life, every man needs teammates to help him be better than he can be alone. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Better yet, get a group of guys together and experience it as a team.
Arkansas Best Insurance. You can't be called the best unless you're performing better than the rest. And that's why I, the doctor of football, did an audible and switched to Arkansas Best Insurance. One-stop shop for all your insurance needs. That's right. You got insurance needs? I got your prescription. He's back and better than before. It's the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. My guy Trey is balling with Arkansas Best Insurance, providing the best coverage with companies like Auto Owners, who will make plays for you while minimizing the pain of writing insurance checks. Give my five-star partner, Trey Scallion, also known as the doctor of insurance, the nod, and he will come off the bench to take care of your insurance needs. Call my guy at 501-278-0105. It has been said that ignorance is bliss, but the doctor of football also believes that knowledge can produce a burden within the soul, and I have a heavy burden. Did you know that homicide, not car wrecks, cancer, or heart disease is the number one cause of death for black males ages 1 to 44? This epidemic rarely gets discussed or receives the attention of similar health crises. That's why the Doctor of Football is working to create awareness of this homicide virus and formulate a game plan to help black males reach the age of 45. Now that you know, join our team by getting in the game with us at firstand45.com. That's firstand45.com. Make a play, save a life. Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
I don't normally eat fried food, but when I do, you will find me at Chicken King getting my grub on. I love catfish, and when I am in search of a three-piece dinner of catfish with hot sauce and tartar sauce, you will find the Doctor of Football huddling up at Chicken King. Got a play for you to run. Go to Chicken King, located in North Little Rock, Little Rock, Bryant, or my hometown of Arkadelphia, and before you order, tell them the Doctor of Football wrote a prescription for your fried food desires. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. In fact, you will probably want to run that same play again and get another order very soon. They are the heavyweight champion of fried food. That's Chicken King, the 5-star fried food cuisine. It's the real deal. For more information, call 501-562-5573 and tell them the Doctor of Football prescribed them.
Listen to Out of Bounds every day to hear about what's trending on social media and whether listeners agree or disagree. Engaging conversations about engaging topics. Sponsored by Arkansas-based West Rock Coffee. Join West Rock and their 1.5 million coffee farmers around the globe as they fuel Arkansas with great-tasting coffee, tea, and water delivered directly to your business. Contact them at westrockcoffee.com. or 833-886-JAVA. That's 833-886-5282. Call today.
It's the WestRock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Hey, we're in the fourth quarter. Put your hands up, Rich. You still have had a boy? Put your hands up. Come on, audiology. I got my man Uncle B on the phone with me. Uncle B, man, how you doing? You staying warm?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm snowed in. Just had a good supper. Ready to do the show. Go to sleep and wait on spring football.
Oh,
hopefully,
man.
When I wake up, it's time for spring football.
I know. Hey, before we go to spring ball, I want to ask you this question because I know you on that transfer portal, NIL and everything. But last night, yesterday, Coach Rick Pitino, head coach of St. John, said that he will not recruiting any high school basketball players. He said we're losing Davion Smith, Kaderi Richmond, and Arion Scott. He said, you can't replace them with high school kids. The transfer portal has changed the recruiting game. Uncle B, what do you tell the high school players now in basketball? I know when you have the top 40 and how you list, because of this transfer portal, what do you tell the parents and the young men? Because they're not looking high school players now. And I know you're involved in junior college program and things like that. But to play and develop right now has to be the most important thing you can do because – and even we don't know how the lawsuit's gonna work out with NCAA about Division II and with junior college and NAIA and how people can play in development. So, you know, what's your thoughts, Uncle B?
Hey, Coach, I'm telling the kids and the parents, man, get in where you fit in. Get in where you fit in, and after you do a year at a JUCO or NAIA or D2, wherever you is a good fit for you, where you get free tuition is the mission. So wherever it's free, get in where you fit in, and after a year, guess what? You'll be the older, more mature kid that the coaches are looking for.
And that's what Coach Pitino was just talking about right there. So look, right now, like you take, you know, and you just watch him. You take LSU football now. My coach, he won the league West then 2 years ago, and he had 10 wins every year. But now they saying if he don't make the playoffs, they say he, you know, they gonna be trying to get rid of him. You know, they fire coaches down there left and right. He don't want a champ. Bay won the championship of 2019 2 years. You know, hey, you got to go. And so a coach is not going to be looking to develop as much as he's looking for already talent that's developed that can help him win. That's what you're saying, right, Uncle B?
Yes, sir. Just kind of reverse, Coach, of how it was in the Frank Broyles era. No, there wasn't a transfer portal then, but the coach going to go out and sign 100, 150 players, you know, so you got everybody on the team, but the freshmen weren't eligible. So the freshmen are, you know, redshirting and – you know, and then we got into the era where the freshmen started playing and everybody wanted to play early. And now we're going to go back to where freshmen are basically going to redshirt. Are you going to go to a JUCO or NAIA and you're going to do some time there? And then you move up to the big stage.
Right, right. You know, it's interesting how this developed, the legal implication that we have right now with the NCAA and things kind of playing itself out. And it's really interesting. We'll, you know, the NIL, how it's playing itself out. Quarterback at Michigan, committed to LSU, got $10 million to stay at home at Michigan. I mean, you know, that's ball call money. it is what it is. But Uncle B, the transfer portal is a game changer. But I found this interesting that Alabama was taking credit for Jalen Hurts' Super Bowl victory in the most watched Super Bowl ever. But he lost his starting position at Bama. He left, went to OU, and then went to the NFL, and he got the cheese. I mean that's something else. You know, so this is how the transfer portal is operating. And on many occasions, the money makes the bench ride smooth. Now, I won't talk. I mean, it really is. And I know of a four-star baller who's sitting at a Power 5 school. You know, he's sitting, you know, highly recruited. But he seemed to be calm because he collected $30,000 a month, you know, and with a nice crib paid for with a scholarship. So I think he was. I think the way it deal, you know, except him, he get 50,000. Now he on the bottom of the totem pole, so he 300,000. He not even, you know, he's not in the first seven. Okay, so but they got plenty of money, but he's highly recruited. So 300K. So I think he was promised 50K in September, and then 30,000 a month. Then he get 100,000 in January. So I think they give it that to him to make him stay. You know what I'm saying? You mean the
installments?
Yeah, installments. So look, so you can't, if you give 300, he might quit, right? Uh-huh. But no, you gonna be around. Uncle B, you think that kill motivation or is that motivation? I guess depend on who you ask, but you're the NIL expert, so I just wrote that question for you.
I mean, each individual is different, Coach, and it's all upon the individual. To some people, that may motivate them. To some people, it may not motivate them. It's all on that kid. It's about how that kid has been raised and, you know, what that kid has inside of.
Do you think that a kid can get lazy picking up $30,000 a month?
Oh yeah. You had nothing in high school. You may not even got an allowance from your parents. You know, you got nothing but a lunch card. Man. You know, and now you $30,000 a month. So yeah, I could see that you got a lot of freedom. You got a lot of girls around. You got $30,000.
And you still get to eat free. You know, you get to live free.
You're going
to
have some guys that say, hey, if I can get $30,000 a month, I can get $300,000 a month on the next level.
Yeah.
It depends on how many positive touches they had when they were in high school from guys like this here, yourself, and other guys in our community. Like you always say, it's about those positive touches. How many positive touches does the kid get?
Yeah, when you take a kid that's 21 years old and he's dropping off direct deposit, $30,000 in the bank, that's, you know, and I'm happy for him and what that can do for his family. Because you just
give that kid food, love, and expectations, and he's going to be all right, Coach.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's the whole thing. And hopefully that through financial literacy that you would have that he could understand, he don't need but $1,500 a month to live. You know what I'm saying? But what we're seeing, they saying, man, these big Teslas, they showing up, on these campuses now. I mean, you know, I guess if you can pay $5,000, whatever you need, the note, $2,500 a month, hey, more power to you. But that, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that has changed the game. And if you're going to be in the game, and you want to be competitive, just what we're talking about, you got to participate in it. Is that right?
I mean, that's true, and that's the only way you're going to be able to win. Who's winning without a big collective group right now?
Yeah, and that's why I think Oregon has really, when you look at Oregon, small population, Phil Knight brand at Nike. I mean, the first year in the Big Ten, they win the Big Ten. Now, that's something now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you win the Big Ten of Ohio State. Now, it got you on down there in the playoffs. But to win the Big Ten, I think if you look over the last 10 years, SEC won 6 national championships, ACC won 2, and the Big Ten has won 2. The SEC is still dominant, but, man. Well, hey, y'all hear my music right there? Hey, Uncle B, you used to be out there on that song, didn't you?
Hey, when I was a child, I behaved as a child. When I became a man, I put away my child.
Amen.
You know college days with the past.
I got you. God, we thank you for this night. Thank you for Richard Wilson, what he's doing at Arkansas Baptist College. Thank you for Uncle B for his helping. God, we just pray that you continue to enlarge our territory, to bring you glory, to tell your story. In your name we pray. Amen. Until next time, hey, Uncle B, stay warm out there. Tell your wife hello. And Wilson, Richard, thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
Got to have you back. Enjoyed the conversation.
Appreciate it.